Yeah. Yeah, using reflection measurements and modeling to minimize nitrogen application in potatoes is the title of my presentation. Potato farmers in the Netherlands typically use 250 kilograms of nitrogen to apply to raise a crop. But in order to meet environmental standards, this would have to be reduced to about 150 kilograms of nitrogen. Regulations at both at the EU and the national level are increasingly pushing farmers in this direction, and soon they won't be able to raise a decent crop anymore using current practice. So nitrogen splitting is one way to increase the nitrogen use efficiency. But in order to reduce the total amount of nitrogen used, nitrogen splitting is not enough. You will also have to calibrate the top dress rate to the nitrogen status of the crop. If there's a lot of nitrogen, you don't have to apply that much nitrogen at top dressing. Now, this measuring a nitrogen status at top time of top dressing can be done destructively, of course, but it's much more attractive to do it using a reflection meter. I'm showing you here a few of these. On the left-hand side, a crop scan, which is a handheld tool, mostly meant for research purposes. And on the right-hand side, there's a Yara end sensor mounted on top of the tractor, and there are several green seeker sensors fastened to a boom, and this is our experimental setup. So there is an incentive to calibrate top dress rate to nitrogen status, and there are sensors, but what we need is knowledge. And so my objectives here are to answer the question of whether nitrogen status can be measured using a reflection meter. This has been done in other crops, of course, but the literature on potato is sparse. And once we know that nitrogen status at the time of top dressing, is there a way that we can decide on a top dress rate based on that? So in the remainder of my talk, I'll address these objectives and then to tell you a little bit about a evaluation of the proposed system. Work on using crop reflection to measure nitrogen status in potato was started about 15 years ago by my colleague, Remy Boy. Remy passed away in 2003 before he had published his work, but luckily for us, the data were mostly still available after some searching and digging. But the analysis was actually poorly documented and had to be redone. So today I'll be referring to Remy's original set of experiments in Wageningen, to some later experiments in another location in Coimburg. And then recently we've started a new series of experiments to expand this work to other crops and cultivars and potato use types. Clearly I don't have very many data from those experiments yet, but I'll make a brief reference to it. So this is some data from the experiment in 1997. On the left-hand side, you see fresh tuber yield evolving over time. On the right-hand side, the nitrogen uptake by the crop for four treatments at which different levels, different amounts of nitrogen were applied at planting. And these are the measured reflection for the same treatments over time. What I'm showing here is WDVI, which is weighted difference vegetation index, the measure defined by Klevers, which takes into account reflection by the crop and by the bare soil in the red and the infrared bands. And this measure corrects for incomplete ground cover. So when we take the data in this slide and put it together with the data in the previous slide, we get this, a relationship between reflection characteristic on the horizontal axis and nitrogen uptake by the crop on the vertical axis. You can see there's a fairly tight relationship. The lines I'm showing here are not the regression lines. These lines were developed by Remy. They were used also in the later parts of the research. And I cannot find in the notes that are available to me why exactly these lines were developed. I have a suspicion these lines were drawn sort of at the bottom of the cloud of points, if you want, so as to make sure that when you make a measurement using the reflection meter, you don't overestimate nitrogen content and consequently don't underestimate the top dress rate. So we have a method here to measure nitrogen status in the potato crop. Then the second step is to decide on a top dress rate given that measurement. And I'm showing you here the simplest way that that we've come up with to do that. That simply say, well, there should be a, in an ideal situation at the time of top dressing, which is pretty, well, if, which we put pretty much to the time of canopy closing, there should be a certain amount of nitrogen in the crop. If it's not there, hey, then we add whatever is missing in the form of fertilizer. Now, that may sound like a good idea, but of course it's nonsense, because from of the nitrogen that you add at the time of canopy closing, you can't hope that more than 25 or maybe 30% ends up in the crop. And on the other hand, if you don't add any nitrogen, certainly the crop will continue to take up nitrogen, perhaps not as much as you'd like, but it would add, it would take up some more. But nevertheless, this is the simplest way to go from a nitrogen content to a top dress rate. And it's certainly a model that's effective in its simplicity. So then in order to find out what should be that target nitrogen content, you need to find that you need to conduct some experiments. And that's what's done here and what is shown. On the horizontal axis, I've assumed different values here for that target nitrogen. I've said it might be 150 or 200 or 250 kilograms of nitrogen. And on the vertical axis, I have the vertical, I have the fresh tuber yield obtained in various treatments. Now, and this is the relative fresh tuber yield. That means tuber yield in any treatment divided by the tuber yield in the treatment in that same year with the highest yield. And these were treatments in which a amount of fertilizer of 100 kilograms at planting was given. And so you can see that if you don't add anything at top dressing, no top dressing, you get about 80 to 90% of your potential yield. If you do 150 kilograms, if you top it up to 150 kilograms, you end up giving not a whole lot in most cases. If you top it up to 200, you get pretty close to your maximum yield obtainable in any year. And if you top it up to 250, you don't get any additional yield response. So from that, it would seem that 200 kilograms is a reasonable amount to top up towards at the time of top dressing. No. So now we have a system. We have a method to measure nitrogen content in the crop. We have a model and parameters to decide on a top dress rate, to translate that measurement into a top dress rate. And this was evaluated in Coimburg in 2 years. I'll show you that here. There's a lot of data in this slide, but if you, this is about two cultivars, Seresta and Mercator, that were tested in 2 years, 2002 and 2003. If you look on the left-hand side, the open square symbols, that's the nitrogen response, the yield response for nitrogen in 2002. So that's where the crop received nitrogen at planting and no further. Then there's also a filled square symbol. That is where the nitrogen was split and the top dress rate was decided with the reflection meter. And you can see that for 2002, the recommendation for that cultivar and that year was 220 kilograms. We ended up applying 180 with the split application and reflection meter based advice method. And so we saved 40 kilograms. In 2003, again for Seresta, the triangles, we saved 65 kilograms of nitrogen. And then on the right-hand side for Mercator, we saved 15 and 20 kilograms in the 2 years. Then in this year, we started we performed the same experiment in a number of locations, and only the data for this location have come in yet. I got them last week. Again, the open symbols, the yield response for nitrogen, again for Seresta. And we used two nitrogen rates at planting followed by top dress rate. That was 125 and 175. And using our reflection meter at the time of top dressing, both these treatments got a advice or an advice for top dressing of 100 kilograms. So we ended up in that one case giving 225, which is exactly the recommendation for this year, and the other 275, which is 50 kilograms more. Now, of course, a farmer wouldn't have done that. I don't think he would have given more than the recommendation, so probably would have ended, if this was had been done in on a farm, I think the would have ended up giving 225 anyway. So in this year, we were not able to realize any savings. And the reason for that is that we had a very late planting, very late emergence, followed immediately by a dry spell. And at the time of top dressing, all treatments, the ones that had received zero nitrogen at planting up to the ones that had received 225, all treatments had exactly, well, had between 75 and 80 kilograms of nitrogen in the crop. So there was a lot of nitrogen available in the soil still, which had not yet been taken up. And so if from that point on no fertilizer was applied anymore, then there would still have been a lot available for the crop. So the advice just didn't work this year. So in conclusion, I think we can say that the nitrogen status of potato can be measured accurately using this crop reflection. We can also say that top dress application and canopy closing is timely, allows one to realize maximum yield. Farmers typically don't wait that long. They apply top dress at least, probably 4 weeks earlier than we have done here. But if you do that, then a single target nitrogen status can be defined and maintains yield and saves on average 25 to 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. Now, that's not enough to bring the farmers down from 250 at present, 250 to 150 where they need to be, but it is a step forward. Thank you for your attention. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
How common would that be to actually implement this in a rural application setting? Very expensive.
The ARA sensor is the one that is used quite a bit in the Netherlands these days. It is expensive; it costs about 25,000 euros. But the thing is, you can use it not only for this purpose, but also for example, for potato home killing. And then it's used to reduce the amount of pesticides used. So places where the crop is not so green anymore, you don't have to kill it that hard, and you can save a lot of pesticides. And so that's already economically possible for farmers with 200 hectares of potatoes or so. Now, those are not that common in the Netherlands. But if you start using these things for more than one purpose, and if they become cheaper, and regulations push farmers further towards, they don't have the nitrogen, I think this will find widespread acceptance in the next 5 years or so.
Okay. I don't know. Our next speaker, Dr.
Prasad.
Okay. Thank you.